Live from NPR News, I'm Giles Snyder. A major development for the U.S. and its pandemic battle, the FDA has granted emergency use authorization for the coronavirus vaccine developed by Pfizer and its German partner. NPR's Amy Held reports millions of doses are on the way.
With the vaccine authorization, 2.9 million doses are expected to get into arms within days. A start for a two-dose vaccine prioritized for some 20 million U.S. healthcare workers and 3 million nursing home residents. But also a turning point in a worsening pandemic that has sickened millions and killed hundreds of thousands of Americans. President Trump hailed the development.
The vaccine will vanquish the virus and return life back to normal.
But first, the country must take on the biggest immunization campaign in its history. States are asking Congress for billions in aid, and it will be months before enough doses are available for the general population. Several vaccines are in the pipeline. The FDA considers Moderna's next week. Amy Held, NPR News.
The U.S. Supreme Court last night shut down President Trump's 11th-hour attempt to block Joe Biden's election as president. In a three-sentence order, the justices said they would not consider a lawsuit filed by the state of Texas and supported by Trump that sought to invalidate the election results in four key states, Georgia, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, and Michigan. Here's NPR's Nina Totenberg.
The court said that Texas has no legal standing to bring a suit against other states. Texas hasn't been injured in any way, the court said, and it therefore has no grounds to complain about how other states conduct their elections. Indeed, election experts, liberal and conservative, have heaped scorn on the lawsuit since it was filed earlier this week, so much so that it spurred speculation that Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton, currently under indictment for securities fraud, might be seeking a pardon. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
In Wisconsin, the state Supreme Court is to hear an appeal today of a separate attempt to invalidate election results. The court agreed to take the case after a state judge dismissed the Trump campaign's claims. British and European Union leaders do not expect agreement on a new free trade deal by Sunday's deadline and expect the UK to crash out of the trading bloc at the end of the year. NPR's Frank Langford is in London.
Johnson says the UK is, quote, very, very likely to leave the EU without a free trade deal on January 1st. He insists the result will be, as he says, wonderful, because the UK will be free to make its own rules. But the government also acknowledges a no-deal Brexit will cause thousands of trucks to back up at the port of Dover because of new tariffs and customs. Economists also say leaving without a deal will cost the British economy more than 8 percentage points of GDP growth over the next decade. In a sign of worsening relations, four Royal Navy patrol boats are being prepped to chase European fleets out of British fishing grounds beginning on January 1st. Frank Langford, NPR News, London.
This is NPR. A barrage of rockets fired from the outskirts of Kabul have killed at least one person. This is the second such rocket attack in the past few weeks, as NPR's Dia Hadid reports.
Video shared by Afghan journalists showed a series of rockets flying over the city at dawn. This follows a weekend rocket attack in late November that killed eight people. Kabul was once pounded into rubble by rocket attacks in the 90s during a bitter phase of the country's civil war. Such attacks have been rare since then, but there's been a rash of once unusual violence in Afghanistan ever since the US signed a deal with the Taliban that will see foreign forces withdraw from the country by next spring. There's also been mysterious assassinations, including of reporters. This week alone, one was shot dead, and another was found with wounds that ultimately caused his death. Dia Hadid, NPR News, Islamabad.
South Korea is reporting its largest daily increase of coronavirus infections since the pandemic began. Health officials reported another 950 cases today, with most in and around the capital of Seoul. Authorities warned they might have to tighten social distancing restrictions that took effect earlier this week. New Zealand and the Cook Islands have reached agreement to allow people to fly between the two countries without a quarantine requirement. The travel bubble is expected to be in place by early next year. It would be the first such bubble that New Zealand has agreed to since closing its borders when the coronavirus first hit. Australia is seeking a similar arrangement and has opened its borders to New Zealanders, but New Zealand has so far declined to reciprocate. I'm Giles Snyder. This is NPR News.